Coming to Bertie County for this joint meeting reference Bertie Martin Correctional Facility in Chilwell County. I'm Chairman John Trent, Bertie County Board of Commissioners. Everybody has nameplates in front of us. We have our friends over in Martin County, Chilwell County over here, and we have the jail board also. Mr. Bowen, would you like to say something?
I'm gonna go ahead and call it Martin County Board of Commissioners to order this time.
Okay. And Ms. Patty Kersey?
Yes, sir. Good evening. Called the Chilwell County Board of Commissioners to order.
Okay, great. I'd like to introduce Mr. Dempsey Bond, who is the chair of the Bertie Martin Correctional Facility. Mr. Bond?
All right, so good evening, everyone, and I'd like to call the Bertie Martin Jail Board to order this time.
Thank you. And Mr. West is gonna say the invocation for dinner.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father and eternal God, Lord, we bow our heads in humble submission to your will. Father, we just thank you. Thank you for all of your many blessings, Lord God. Such a beautiful day that you've given us and such bounty that you've provided for us. Father, we're thankful. Thank you for this meeting. Thank you for this opportunity to come together as three different counties and talk about how we can work together for mutual benefit. Father, bless this meeting. Let everything we do and say be acceptable in your sight. And Father, we ask that you bless the meal that we're about to enjoy. Thank you for the bounty, and thank you for the hands that prepared it and everybody involved in it. Let it be nourishment to our bodies. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. We're gonna go ahead and start dinner. If you wanna go up there and get lined up, that's fine. We'll fix you late and socialize a little bit, and we'll get back to the meeting.
Mr. Bond to do the statement of purpose?
Yeah, you can go ahead and do that now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to explain to you where we are at this point. Back in October, the Chilwell County Board sent a letter asking the Bertie and Martin County that they consider the feasibility of putting Chilwell County joining the Bertie Martin Regional Jail for a partnership. Shortly thereafter, the managers of the three counties got together on October 5th, discussed the request. After that, the Bertie Martin Regional Jail Board met on October 23rd and expressed a desire to consider the expansion of the Bertie Martin Regional Jail to include Chilwell County. An inter-local agreement was drafted, and this document desired that the Board of Commissioners of the three counties to proceed with the study and to evaluate the matter. Additionally, a request of qualification document was drafted and distributed and advertised by the counties desiring to procure the services of consultants to conduct a planning, design, and engineering study consider expansion of the Bertie Martin Regional Jail Facility to accommodate the additional Chilwell County jail inmates in operation at the current Bertie Martin Regional Jail Facility in Winston. Once this request was made, the proposal for the feasibility study was due by January the 15th. Two proposals were received, one from Mosley Architect and one from Hemp Hill and Randall Associates. Chilwell County and Martin County passed the interlocal agreement. Bertie County has not yet done so. Bertie County suggested it would be helpful for all the boards to come together and discuss the request before moving forward. In the selection of a consultant. Our goal tonight is to get more insight into Chilwell County's current situation and its jail and the desire to join the Bertie Martin Jail Partnership. If everyone is comfortable with moving forward with a study, a consultant will be chosen and asked to submit a proposal. Ladies and gentlemen, we're at the point right now. You know, I know a lot of us got questions we'd like to ask, questions we'd like to have answers to, But at this time, we don't need to get into what-if situation, you know, tonight. These items and a lot of these items that we have concerns about can be answered in the feasibility study if we can agree to move forward. And that's where we are.
Back to order again. We're going to pass this ball off up to Mr. Howard with Chilwell County, Chilwell County Manager. Go ahead, sir.
We're here tonight. We went this way. We're at our sheriff's crossroads in our jail. It didn't last quite as long as our first jail did. We was 155 years. We're at a point now where we either need to renovate, think about something new, or go with somebody else. And we feel like, looking at what y'all are doing and what they're doing, that our regional jail, that's the best thing for us to do, short term and long term. We're just about the size we need to be in order to really look at building another jail. So I approached Scott and David about what they did to do that, and what we're here today. Sheriff Goodwin's here, and he gave me lunch, asking questions about our population, what's going on in our jail, how it operates, and things of that nature.
Vote whether or not to move forward with the feasibility study. these other questions would come later or be answered through the state.
That was a suggestion that, from the jail board that we were trying to make. You know, if you got some questions, you know, you could ask the question, but the what if situation, you know, I don't see how we can answer the what if because we don't know. And the feasibility study will show, you know, whether it can be done, can't be done. If it won't work, it'll show what each county will be expected to do. I just think, that standpoint, I don't see anyone sitting around this table that can answer the question right now, what would happen and asking a lot of questions. I can't see anyone can answer those questions. Thank you.
If I'm in order, then I would like to move that we move forward with the feasibility study. I'd like to make a motion to move forward with it.
I don't know. When we say move forward, what are we saying by move? Are we saying
with the feasibility?
Go ahead and do it. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
What is the cost of?
Well, the first step in our process is to actually interview the two firms that have made proposals. Mr. Chairman Dempsey has explained, we asked for requests for qualifications, and two firms have come forth and stated their experience both with constructing jails, planning for long-term needs, and also working in South Carolina and Virginia in several regional configurations. So our first step, if it were to be approved, would be to start with the examination of those two proposals, interviewing both firms. I would imagine that'd be a fairly extensive dialogue. And then based on those two presentations, select one as a possible firm to engage. And then at that point, you would consider negotiating the cost of the project. We do not know right now, and the statutes for selecting an engineer are such that you need to first look at qualifications and identify the firm that can best meet your needs or our needs for a project of this nature. And the cost could be anywhere. And that would be a negotiated arrangement that all three counties would have to discuss along with the jail commission. But as I understand it, both Chowan County and Martin have suggested, pledged by resolution to move forward and to share in the cost of the consultant study, and Bertie has not yet taken action on that motion or resolution.
So Scott, I think we've all been through that kind of request for proposal and deciding who that we might go with. So are we suggesting then that whatever the cost of the study, once we get to that, that we do a three-way split? Is that what?
That has been the discussion thus far.
Okay.
And I think there are some benefits.
Study, right?
Pardon?
That's for the feasibility.
Yes, sir, the feasibility study. And I think there are benefits for all three parties in that part of their examination will be to look at all of our long-term needs. So even if the project was never built, each county would have a really good sense of what the projected detention center planning needs to be for the next 10 or 20 years, what the new regulations might present in the way of challenges or opportunities for that long-range planning. And I think that study will be an excellent tool for all three counties as well as the jail commission, whether we build it or not. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, personally, I think having that study will be a great tool in terms of if we decide to go forward to be able to seek funds in order to do that build. I mean, having had the study, puts us in a good position to make the argument for funding, right? Funding support. Without that, that's a little tough. So I think it's a great idea.
And I think a big component, probably the one everybody's going to ask the most, is the cost.
Mm-hmm.
The consultants are prepared to provide a set of financial recommendations, and it's not unlike the relationships we have for Albemarle Regional Health. That 8 or 9 county regional health district has served Bertie extremely well. They've recently took action to bring in Hertford County. That action was recommended by the district health board. The participating counties had to adopt a resolution to welcome them in, and there were a set of financial criteria that Hertford had to pledge and meet, and the first part of that was to write a check. They did an equity analysis of the regional health department, their fund balance, what the initial cash in was, and there was a number calculated by their financial advisor as to what Hertford County had to pay for membership or pay to buy into that age, just like a, you know, if a corporation was merging and wanted to bring in another partner. I think we'll be looking at detention center needs and planning, facility construction and options, but then the financial piece so that everybody's paying their fair share and feel comfortable with the split of those costs.
Mr. Chair, you know, we've talked about the expectation of this meeting, and that's what I'm looking at, the expectation of this meeting. I know two boards have already provided a resolution as to what their desires are, but there's three boards here. The feasibility study will tell us, will actually answer questions that we don't even know that we don't have questions with as of yet. That's what feasibility study does, and they're going to look at all three counties' position when it comes to the jail population and all the resources that's tied up, just like what the manager Scott was just saying a minute ago. But I think what we need to take away from here is that if all three boards are in support or not of a feasibility study, once we make that determination, then we can start looking at these particular companies, how they qualify, what they bring to the table. But I think the first step is if all three of these boards is in support of a feasibility study. I know that Bertie County did not pass a resolution, and I'm not part of Bertie County, so I wouldn't know why, what have you. But I think that's one of the key things that need to be put in place, whether the county will support it or not. Because if the county does support it, then all three of these boards, we are at the ground floor, starting off at the same time. And you know, like I said, after the feasibility study is completed, we may not even want to go this direction. I don't know. Okay, we don't know what it's going to bring out. But what it will do, it will give us a starting point. And I'll say this much, that everything now is going regionalization. There's money out there for regionalization. Any two times you can have, and we're talking about 3 counties versus 2 counties or 1 county. There's money out there. So that study, not only that, a lot of times with feasibility studies, they also bring in some of the resources out there that may be able to support the project that we're looking at. Because if they're in for money, they'll search and look to see if there's money out there. And how many regional jails we have in this state?
Three.
So it's not a great big competition for that, you know, for regional jails right now. And with the monies that are floating around right now, I would think that the time would be great. But we won't get into that. I think the first thing is going back to, you know, if we all want to get into the feasibility study,
Scott, I'm not opposed to the concept of the study, but I would be more comfortable with some ballpark figure of what this is going to cost.
Well, and I guess to back up, our first step would be to organize an interview team with representatives from the Martin County Commissioners, the Chowan County Commissioners, the Bertie County Commissioners, and our jail commissioners, and start interviewing and examining these two firms. It may be, there would have to be another decision point about approving that contract, approving this. I don't believe this is intended to be a blank check to...
And I can speak to that. The interlocal agreement, part of the last statement reads, the cost of the study will be negotiated by the three county managers after the qualifications-based selection process and must be approved by the boards of commissioners of Bertie, Martin, and Chowan County.
So there's no commitment
financially until we get a price. And then it'd have to come back to each of the three boards.
Mm-hmm. Well, to Mr. Smith's point, and I think you're right, Ronnie, that you know we are the board that has not adopted the resolution. But, you know, if it's appropriate, Mr. Chairman, I see no reason that our board could not take that vote right here to go forward with this.
Okay. We have a motion. Mm-hmm. We have a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
It's passed. All three.
Done. Sheriff, you got anything else to say?
I may have an answer questions. I didn't know exactly what you were expecting tonight. I can tell you how we got here, which I think most everybody's already explained. But Chowan is just at a crossroads right now. We either got to fix our jail, build a new jail, or it's my opinion and my professional opinion that we need to look at a regional jail. Glad that we're all sitting here together.
Jobs that we need to take.
Okay. Yes, sir. I want to just say that we've had a great relationship with Bertie County for being in partnership with them in a jail. And I think we would have the same partnership with y'all because Bertie and Martin have got along very, very well together with the regional jail.
Bob?
That's a big plus.
Just so that I understand, and just a little clarification, I'm kind of nuking on the block. Somehow we've got two, is it proposals that we've got?
Yes, two engineering firms they've presented their qualifications.
Okay.
To say they are ready to be engaged, they've got experience in this work, and it's incumbent upon the jail commission and the counties now to interview them, select the one they think can handle a task that's as complicated as this.
Right.
And once that firm is identified, then start a dialogue about the definite scope of work and the pricing.
So we're not talking, what they've given us thus far, excuse me, just cut to the chip. Yeah. What they've given us thus far,
it's just
nothing to do with pricing.
Right.
Qualifications.
Just experience
and qualifications. I was going to say, it's like a portfolio here.
Yes, sir.
We've done one of these.
And that'd be the next stage coming back, be the price with the...
Right. Feasibility
study. With
is that information available to me as a commissioner, or is that...
I have copies of it.
You have it, okay. Well, I'll get it from you then. Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is just a courtship.
I know. and these are just design firms. This is not the build thing.
No.
We're going to put this thing out, I assume. We're not doing a design build or any of that kind of
thing.
We're going to get a design and we're going to... to the winds and see what happens.
My eyes aren't that good, but I think your last name is Kirby, correct?
It is.
Mr. Kirby. This is just for them to move forward, to have a feasibility, have these people talk to us, and then they come back with a quote of what the feasibility cost would be to do that study, okay? And that would, I'd assume, be the next thing that comes back to the boards. And that would be, the reason we got this meeting here tonight is, number one, to meet you guys, talk to y'all, know who you are. Like I was telling your chair, we never met, haven't met several of you guys, and the county managers are the ones that have been getting together and this, that, and the other. And then the next step, when it comes back, that's when the debate will start. And what's good for us, what's good for Bertie Martin Regional Jail, and what may or may not be good for Chowan, and what may or may not be good for us. Because there's a lot of obstacles here to cross. A lot of obstacles. So that's the deal. Anybody have anything else?
If I may, just would like to discuss the review panel committee that we're going to have for the consultants. Scott, Kevin, correct me if I'm wrong. I think we talked about the jail commission reviewing interviewing the two consultants, reviewing their proposals, and then also inviting, you know, representatives from Chowan County. But if there's any other desire by any of the boards to be involved in that process, now might be a good time to have that discussion.
I would like to be involved in that process.
Well, I mean, you're on the jail board.
I understand, but...
In Chowan County, in anticipation that we were going to be able to go ahead with feasibility, we've already selected two commissioners. They, unfortunately, both of them are not here tonight, but it's for other, you know, important reasons. But Commissioner Greg Bonner, some of you may know him, former chief of police, Eaton, and Commissioner Larry McLaughlin, who's one of our new commissioners.
Oh, yeah, Larry too.
Anything else?
Looks like...
Ms. Bowles, you got anything?
I would just like to thank all three boards and our chair board for coming to the table and reaching the agreement. Thank all of you for this.
Chowan, got anything else?
Anybody got any?
Looks like we got to go.
Negative, okay.
Looks like we got to go.
Berthier County, I'm making a motion. We move close to the meeting. Have a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
We'll be on a first name basis next.
Second. All right. Thank you, Joe.
Go ahead. Chowan County, move to adjourn. All in favor?
Yeah, great.
I'm gonna make your tip off, man.